Kent, thanks so much. It's Bill Leff and it's Wendy Snyder. Two of our favorite guests have returned to the studios here at WGN. Mike Leonard, an award-winning producer and filmmaker, and Mary Kay Wall, executive producer over at Leonard Films, in to talk about a new documentary premiering tomorrow on WTTW Global Generation. Hey, guys, welcome back.
Bill and Wendy, how are you?
Nice to see both of you.
Great. I love hearing Bill go, yeah, we whipped this together, the new studios. Yeah. We're glad you like it.
Yeah.
Great.
Thank you.
Yeah,
Thank you.
What happened was, like many people, disturbed by all the divisiveness, and I didn't want to get political or anything like that, but you go, how are we going to get out of this if we, you know, the fear of the other and all the rest? And so I thought, well, what about the next generation coming up? And so Mary Kay and I were talking about that, and where do we do this? And Lake Forest Academy, which I'm familiar with, has kids from 40 some countries there. So we could get a global idea of what's going on here, and also to see how they're getting along. You know, you have kids from China and kids from Mexico and Russia and the U.S. and the South Side. How do they get along? And they get along well. They sort of make them, you know, a Chinese kid will live with a Mexican kid, or like a black kid from the South Side will live with a Russian. You wouldn't choose to do that. You'd probably choose to go with who you're familiar with.
Right.
But these misconceptions are overruled. They'll say, well, I didn't know much about the Asian kids, but he's a good guy, and vice versa. So it ended up being one of those stories that we went in with no real plan except to talk to kids from 40 countries about life. And it came out to be, I think, very interesting.
It gives me hope when I hear you say that. Mm-hmm. I think we're okay, but maybe a little set in our ways as adults. And I think kids have a way of really changing the way the future is going to be. Did you talk to any of them about voting and stuff? I have a couple of teenagers who are disillusioned because, does your vote really matter? Mm-hmm. Yes, it does. But then they come back and say, yeah, but the popular vote didn't win the election.
Right.
Did they talk about that at all?
No, purposefully, we didn't bring up anything involving politics at all. It was just life and fear of failure and things like that. It's fear, as we know, that dictates a lot of the behavior.
For
fear
all
of the
us.
Other, right. And I learned through my years at Today, I would go out and do stories on regular people all over the country. And we have more in common than we're led to believe, whatever side of the political divide you're on. But when, you know, there's fear or there's profit in division, and so people do that. And I just thought, my wife, you talked about hope. We edit these stories at my house, Mary Kay and I, up in the second floor. My wife would come in, and she'd watch bits and pieces of it, and she says, this story just gives me hope. Because
that's all we have now.
It's
sorry.
All we do have.
And it's delightful to see. You know, you see all these people from around the world getting along in the midst of this environment where there seems to be, you know, bad news and divisiveness everywhere. We actually felt like the rest of the world seemed really bland, because you walk into this place and you hear a multitude of languages and music, and they even have a variety of ethnic foods in their cafeteria, and
that's
it's just
great.
A great thing.
So would you say the way that we relate to people who are culturally different from us, is that learned behavior or is that innate behavior? How would we just normally function with people who are different than us?
Well, I think it starts innate. You know, we're tribal.
Yeah.
The fear of the other was built into us for a good reason a long, long time ago. And then I think it's the other stuff comes in. People, you know, you hear conversations at home. Oh, don't trust these people. It's interesting. One of the African American kids we interviewed, he lived with an Asian his freshman year, and his roommate from China told him that his parents told him, stay away from black men when you come to America because they're violent and dangerous. And that's what we learn, right? But I think instinctively, if you go out and you're a cheerleader or a gymnast, you'll probably go and eat with the gymnasts in your cafeteria.
Right.
You collect together. But when you add the fear to the situation, then it gets, well, like we see in the news today, it gets scary. And isn't it better? This is what you do. You talk to people every day.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it better? And your listeners love it when we learn about each other.
Without a doubt.
And it works.
But that fear, I feel, is something that many people don't want to admit. Like, honestly, if you're mean to someone or you're rude and you just come right out and say, I was afraid of you at first, I'm sorry, I was wrong, but no one wants to admit fault.
Yes, that's right.
And that's what the problem is.
And it's, you know, it's overcoming those misconceptions by building a relationship with a person. And one-on-one, you know, people overcome their tribe. There's a great scene in the film where they have a tradition there where the students come down to have an all-school picture in this armor garden, you know, that's so beautiful on the campus. And they all were kind of walking down the stairs of this reed building and lining up outside. You could see every variation of human face and color, you know, all gathered together, and they started goofing around with each other and putting their arms around each other. And I thought, boy, you couldn't stage something so united.
That was right. Perfect.
You know, you talk about fear, too. That's a big part of this because raising kids, you know that if we only progress if we go to something that we haven't done before. If you're playing a sport against a team that's better. And you don't want to fail, so you move away from that. But they require the students to play two or three sports a year.
They do.
Yeah, and so kids, I don't know. What sport am I going to play? Well, I don't know. Figure it out. And there's a Chinese kid who's playing baseball and hockey. He's never played either one. And he's on the JV team. Doesn't play much.
Yeah.
But he gets over that. He's going to make mistakes.
Yeah.
So you get over that. And a lot of the students then decide to go into arts or all the rest because they're no longer that afraid of stumbling. And I think, as we all know as a parent, it's encouraged to, hey, you fall down. Do it.
That's how you learn, by mistakes.
That's how you learn. And you hover above them. It creates a fear of something else that comes out later in life.
I know your goal in this was to remain apolitical. You didn't want political influence, but deep down, there are political undertones to all this.
Absolutely, right? Yeah, there is, and because of the way politics is now, where you can't, there's no allowance for agreement. It seems, and they have a. Their whole school is based on this global pluralism, and that's, you know, a lot of the nations in the world today are becoming more isolated. And I never was a good student, and I'm not a historian, but I know enough that doesn't work. You look through history, and prior to World War One or Two, these nations were coming and isolating themselves.
Right.
So.
One of the great things to speculate about is because of the way these kids are being educated, you know, what kind of leaders are they going to be for the future? They're going to understand people better. And they even said that in a lot of the interviews that, you know, if they have to make a decision about something that happens in the Middle East and they have Middle East friends, they're going to think differently about
it. Sure.
Even the idea of Lake Forest Academy, you think elite prep school, rich kids. You wouldn't think it would be this diverse, but the head of school, John Strudwick, made it a point to you know, bring this global pluralism in and make the school that way. So it's not what you think. You think if it's just protected and secluded and kids, but they're not.
Yeah. We'll talk more to Mike Leonard and Mary Kay Wall. Their documentary, Global Generation, premieres on WTTW tomorrow. That's Thursday, October 25th. Starts at 9 o'clock. Our guests are Mike Leonard and Mary Kay Wall. They put together a great documentary called Global Generation. It premieres tomorrow on WTTW. That's your Channel 11. It starts at 9 o'clock. In it, they talk to students from 41 different countries as diverse as Kazakhstan, China, Russia, Mexico, Rwanda. What was the commonality with all these kids, would you say?
Hopeful.
Being hopeful? Yeah.
I think they're very hopeful. I think that they want to, they're all very accepting, it seems. I know I'm sounding Pollyannish about this, but nothing is perfect. But they have just grown much more accepting across gender issues, racial issues, religious issues. And in individual relationships, they're learning more about the world, you know, than most kids their age.
I'm amazed at young kids who are so up on the news. Mm-hmm. You know, there was a mock election at my son's high school yesterday. Everybody participated in it. I was not that politically aware when I was in high school, and I got to be honest with you, I didn't really care. I was not very interested. Are these kids featured in Global Generation? Are they worried about the environment? Are they worried about what our future world is going to be like?
They are. And it's interesting because we didn't have any agenda. We had no real plan. We're just going to start talking to kids. At first, we were going to really center on the cell phone and see if that isolation was a factor. But the more we talked, the story just came together. And some of the kids weren't naturally articulate. They were nervous. They've never been on camera before. It's a new language for a lot of them.
Sure.
But they opened up and were very honest about stuff. And yes, of course they are. And they're worried about that. They, when the Parkland thing happened, they all walked outside and, you know, they left class. They did that. They joined in that march. There are political situations, I'm sure, where there's rights and lefts. But like I say, we purposefully did not want to go political because we just wanted to see what they thought about being open-minded. And that will solve some political problems if you're simply open-minded. And I knew, as I said before in the break, that I was a really, really lousy student, and I had learning issues, and I never raised my hand, and I would never be able to talk publicly, and I don't talk smoothly if it weren't for all the mistakes made along the line. The only reason I got a little bit used to it was when I was playing hockey at a high level. I had to be interviewed on television, and I hated it, and I sounded stupid. But as we said, I didn't die. And I think when that happens, you grow. And these kids are getting a voice now.
Right.
They're nervous. And now they're going to see themselves on TV. And some aunt and uncle in Kazakhstan is going, that's my kid. Or, you know, and it's really powerful because now there's a reason to be reasoned, you know, and say it out loud.
Go on. I'm sorry.
Because of that reason, one of the values that we had was to make sure we used each student that we interviewed and not leave anybody out. And it was funny, I was listening to you on the radio the other day, and you were talking about, you know, when you're asked to be in a documentary and you end up on the cutting room floor.
Yeah.
So that didn't happen to anyone.
Well, you know,
that's
been
Mike's value
all
of his
career. Theory when I was at the Today Show is if I interviewed five people in a town, I would use all of them.
Yeah.
Because I knew that each one of them would go home and say,
yes,
I was interviewed on the Today Show. So part of it, a big part, was just trying to be kind to them. I didn't want them to think, when everybody's watching the family, oh, I didn't make it. Maybe I wasn't good enough. But then it made me a better journalist because I had to use those different voices.
Yeah.
Had to find a way. And we interviewed 65 or something people. Every one has
all
a
in.
Moment. And it was tough because sometimes people didn't say a whole lot.
Yeah.
But they said something. And I had to take the script and or the narration and or the story and push it to include it. And
that's
very big
of you guys.
But it comes. I think it sounds not journalistic,
right,
but I think it is journalistic.
Sure,
because you force yourself to get all the voices in, and it's tough.
And you said you did it because you're kind.
I don't know if I'm kind. It was a kind thing. I thought.
Yes. Yeah. But is kindness an overall thing that you notice between these students? Because I think that's what's missing these days is we're not kind to one another anymore.
Absolutely.
Yes.
They have a situation. They have an all-school handshake in the first weeks of the school. And they get out there, and it's I don't even know how they do the math of it, but they go around, and each kid shakes hands with every other student and faculty member.
Everyone.
And they're facing them, and it's really an interesting thing to see. Just shake hands. Just look at each other. We're in this together. But kindness is a factor. We've seen a lot of the students going, you know, they might be an athlete, but they're at the play, and they're supporting each other. And it's the coaches emphasize that. The teachers do. It's not perfect. But it was a perfect laboratory for us to see this. And that's why my wife would say, it gives me hope. And we didn't try to create a hopeful thing. We just tried to create something that was true. But it does give us hope, and they're leading the way. So it was really interesting.
One of the things, because, as Mike said, they require that they all participate in sports, they're with each other as they're overcoming fears. So they develop empathy. And I think that's what's really lacking right now in our society is people may help people out of guilt or resignation, but what about empathy for another person's...
Right. Walk in somebody's shoes.
Yeah.
Sure.
And,
yeah.
You know, and when you're talking about your children and music and theater, and I mean, you go out there and you have to do it, and you're going to rise or fall. And it's easier just to stay back and criticize somebody trying to do it.
Is the plan for these kids to stay in the United States, or will they eventually, is their plan to go back to wherever their homelands are?
Well, I don't think they can. You know, it's a big issue to stay in the States. A lot of them want to go to college here.
Yeah.
And we asked that question of some of the Chinese kids, and they said they would love to stay, the ones we talked to.
Uh-huh.
But they said it's not up to us.
So they just are here for the time to get the schooling, and then they need to return to their homes.
I think about 35% around that are on scholarship. And there are some wealthy kids there who pay a big ticket item to go to school there.
Yeah.
It's very expensive. But then they're mixing with students who don't have that money. But from those who I talked to, most of them seemed like they would love to at least participate in some way in the American dream, so to speak. And the ones I met, I thought, well, it'd be great to have them.
Sure.
Because they're good.
Yeah.
And they're empathetic and they're smart.
Hard workers.
And I mean, it's a great school. Intellectually, it's we didn't talk here or that much about how good it is. For the students and the studies and all the rest, but you know, they're good.
Yeah,
I want to. If I'm on a hockey team, I want the best players.
Yeah, absolutely.
We all breathe the same air.
I mean, that's
the bottom line.
Right.
So
the documentary is called Global Generation. It premieres tomorrow night on Channel 11 on WTTW. It starts at 9 o'clock. It ends at 10 o'clock. Mike Leonard and Mary Kay Wall have been our guests. Guys, thanks for coming up. Really
Thank
appreciate
you.
It. Can't wait to see this.
Yeah.
Can't wait to see it.
Thank you.
A little bit of a break and then more show.
And coming up, the stories that matter with Kim Gordon from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. It's all happening here, 720 WGN.